in chapter 25. And hopefully make some decent progress here. All right. The first thing that we want to discuss as we get into the subject of the church in chapter 25 is the invisible church.
25章一上来，我们所碰到的就是无形教会。
We first see that the invisible church is Catholic or universal.
这当然用的是英文，这个因为Catholic本身也是罗马天主教的一个用的词，但是这指的是大公教会。
We need to understand the word, what we mean by the word invisible church as we read it in the confession.
我们读到这个告白的时候，先要来理解一下，无形教会这个无形这个字的意义到底是什么。It's
not as if you cannot the invisible church is made up of things you cannot see.
并不是指眼睛看得见看不见的那个无形。
But rather, the scripture, when it talks about the church, is not merely talking about the church that you can see before your face or that is a part of Christendom at present. But rather, we're talking about the church of the elect, past, present, and future.
更重要强调的，大公教会这个概念强调的是过去、现在和将来所有的选民。
The danger, this may not be a danger in your country, but it is in ours.
这里有一个潜在的危险，但是在中国可能没有那个潜在的危险，但是在美国是有的。
Is that people claim that they are members of the invisible church, they just don't belong to any physical or visible church. That is not what the confession is. The confession instead is teaching that the visible church does contain, well, the confession is saying if you're a member of the invisible church, it is most ordinary that you belong to the visible. And while there are some rare exceptions, they are just that, very rare exceptions.
当然也有偶然的个别的例外，但那只是非常偶然的。
If we are members of the invisible church, we are to be members of the visible expression of Christ's body on earth.
因为如果我们属于那无形的大公教会的话，那么我们就应该在耶稣基督在地上的有形的教会里面。We
are speaking really of aspects of the one church of God. It's not like there's one that is invisible and one that is visible. But rather, we're looking at it from two different angles. The church of election throughout all of history and all nations.
首先那个大公教会是整个历史上所有被神所选召的人组成的。And
then its historical expression in the visible manifestations of the Catholic Church on earth at any given time in history.
然后就是历史上看得见的有时间限制的不同的地方教会。The
latter is what we call the visible church.
所以这后一部分就是我们所说的有形教会。
The historical manifestation of Christ's body on earth.
In
And notice, this is not an assembly according to the confession that is made up of only the elect.
告白说的也很清楚，我们这些地上有形的教会里，并不是全部由选民所组成的。
Our job as members of the church and as elders of the church is not to try to make the discovery of who is elect and not elect.
我们的责任，我们做长老的、做执事的、做教会带领的责任。绝不是 要来找出哪一个不属于那个神的选民。
These things are beyond our scope of knowledge, since they are secret to God.
因为这是属于神的奥秘，所以我们没有这个能力来真正的区别。
What we can know is professions of faith in Jesus Christ.
因为我们可以知道的是，看人是不是公开承认他信耶稣基督。
And that is why the church is made up of those who profess faith in Christ along with their children.
这就是为什么在教会里面，信徒的儿女也属于教会的会员。
It is also why you can have false professors within the body of Christ.
这也是为什么在基督的身体里面有假信徒。
As Augustine taught, there will always be a mixed multitude in the church on earth.
奥古斯丁就教导过说，教会里永远都有这种混杂。
And the confession follows Augustine here. We are not to try to uproot everyone in the church and make sure that we really, really, really find out that they're elect.
所以，告白在这里也告诉我们，我们没有这样的责任要去。做大扫除或者做拔除杂草。
That we receive their profession, and then we live according to the discipline of the church.
我们接纳他们的信仰。我们如果他们承认他们信耶稣，我们接纳他们，但是我们也执行我们的教会制度。
And notice as well that according to the confession that the children of the church are members of the visible church.
请注意啊，这也提到了，基督徒的儿女也是教会的成员。
I again, depending on what the cultural context is here, it is very important to note that they are members of the church by birth, not by profession of faith.
基督徒的儿女成为 教会的会员，不是因为他们口中承认，而是因为他们出生在基督徒家里。
They become members who may partake of the Lord's Supper upon their profession, but that is not the day they join the church.
他们参与圣餐，的确是要需要他们自己口头上回答，在长老面前回答要理问答或者其他的考试，但是他们。成为教会会员，不需要他们做任何的承认，他们生来就是。
Again, that only becomes really important depending on how much Baptist theology is already at work in the culture of the church in China.
这点东西是不是那么重要，就取决于。浸信会对中国教会的影响有多大？
It is the separatists who believe that the church is only made up of the elect, and therefore they worked very hard to try to find out who those were.
最早的问题是出现在宗教改革时候的那个宗教改革之后的那些分离主义者。他们的坚持，教会一定要纯洁，一定要所有的真正的信徒、真正的选民才能进来。
And it became one of the main reasons why children were not.Baptized.
不给婴儿施洗，当时开始的原因就是因为这个。
We can go more on that in the baptism section.
以后到那个圣灵那一章的时候，我们再详细讨论。
As we already discussed yesterday, as Calvin and Luther both state in different ways, you cannot have God as your father without having the church as your mother.
昨天我们也提到过，加尔文和路德都这样说过。加尔文的话这样说：你若没有教会作为母亲的话，你就不可能有神作为父亲。
Our confession follows that by making that statement that outside of the church, ordinarily, there is no possibility of salvation.
所以我们的告白说，一般来说，在教会之外是没有可能得救的。
Now this is very important because this is unfortunately a heresy that has become prevalent around the whole world.
但是这另外一方面的危险性就是，这就成为全世界都有这个问题，异端往往也是从这个地方出来。
God does not envision salvation without envisioning a church.
神知道，或者神早就知道这个救恩的事情，神也同时早就知道教会的事情。
And as we discussed yesterday, to remove yourself from the church is to remove yourself from the very means of salvation.
昨天我们提到过，你把自己和教会隔断，那么你就把神恩典的管道和你自己就隔断。
So somehow we are going to say that we're a part of the church through faith in Jesus, but we just don't want to be around any of his people.
这样的说法是不对的。我属于教会，但是我不想和这帮人在一起。
Nor do we need the things that God has promised to bless in order to be saved.
我们如果忽略神所设立的这些器皿管道，人不能得救。
It betrays a certain attitude that reveals who the person thinks they are in relation to God, apparently wiser than him.
这样的人做这样的宣告的时候，其实他们是在说他们比神更有智慧。
You'll notice the functions of the church listed in section 3.
第三段上面列出来教会功能。
The church is to gather the saints through evangelism and missions.
首先是通过传福音聚集圣徒。
We go out into all the world calling every single man, woman, and child to repent and to believe the good news concerning Jesus.
我们往天下去，把福音向每一个人，男女老少宣讲。
That is how people enter the church, and yet the church also has the duty of caring for them long term.
这就是教会是怎么建立起来的，人是怎么成为基督徒的。教会当然另外一个功能是，人进来之后，人信主以后，扶持他们，建造他们，继续往前走下去。
And they do this using the means that God has given: the word, sacraments, prayer, and discipline.
所使用的方法，那么就是一样。昨天、前天都说过，传福音，讲道、传福音、领圣餐、祷告，有三样事情：圣道、圣礼、圣餐。
圣道、圣礼。
You'll notice that the confession.
祷告。
You'll notice in section 4, the confession understands that the church is in process.
这里也提到，教会没有完全，教会也不完美，所以教会是在一个过程中。
Basically, that the church is not in glory yet.
也就是说是教会还没有到荣耀里。
And much like our personal sanctification is in its own stages of maturing.
就像我们个人成圣过程中一样，也尚未成熟。
And sometimes, much like us, it will appear that there is no growth in the church at all, and in fact, in the darkness of certain days, as if the church is gone altogether.
就像我们自己成圣过程中一样，有时候教会不但没有长进，看上去黑暗的，好像几乎不存在了一样。
You'll notice the confession gives categories that are actually broader than some of the confessions prior to it.
我们注意到一点，告白在这里谈论到的范围比这个告白之前历史上的更广一点。
It is not just that there is a true church and a false church.
如果说只有真教会和假教会这样的区分的话，
but there is also the reality of a more pure and a less pure church.
是不正确的，因为还有一个概念就是比较纯的教会和 不太成教。
Which is Presbyterianism's way of saying that we don't believe that election and all those who will be saved is numbered by the amount of people in Presbyterian churches.
所以我们长老会的人没有说选民都在长老会里。
That other denominations that confess the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ and hold his word in honor are then guaranteed to continue maturing just like we will.
所以其他的宗派其他的教会只要他们持守神的话在神的话里面那么他们和我们一样也同样是神的教会。
And while the church has less pure expressions, that does not mean that they are wholly outside of the faith until they join with us.
我们不能说那间教会他们也没有好好的信仰告白，也糊里还是糊里糊涂，还不如我们还没有我们那么清楚，我们就不能说他是假教会。
But they do have a responsibility to mature. That was one of the things the reformers held forth.
但是。每一所教会，包括这样的教会，有责任要成长，有责任要成熟。这也是为什么信仰告白，写到这些事情。
And just like in sanctification, that may not be visible to us.
当然，这也就像个人成圣一样，我们眼睛不一定看得见。
It is clearly a teaching that is trying to speak contrarily to the Roman Church that says membership in heaven is that the only true church is Rome itself. And notice for the confession, even the best churches are a mixture.Of both regenerate and unregenerate.
也还是重生未重生的鱼龙混杂。
And they, even the best churches, are mixed with some error.
最好的教会在教义上还是有谬误。
Errors in practice and errors in faith.
不但是在信仰上，也在他们的实践上还是会有错误。
And because the reformers knew this was a difficult task to try to determine what's true and what's false, who's maturing, who's not maturing.
这些改教家们是很清楚，让我们人去区别到底什么是真的，什么是什么是完全成熟的，我们人很难做出这样的决定。
The reformers looked.At the church's doctrine of salvation, is there hope in Christ through faith?
So, 改教家们认为我们要看教会就是他们的救恩论、他们的敬拜、他们的圣餐，因信称义。
It looked at their worship and their use of the sacrament.
我把三条都讲提前了。
That does not mean that they're. Doctrine of the sacraments, for instance, had to agree wholly with the Reformed doctrine. Even Calvin himself held forth that Lutherans were valid members of the church and they had rigid disagreements on their view of the supper.
哪怕在这个刚才列出来的最重要的几点上有分歧的话，改教家们也并不认为对方就一定是假教会。比方说在圣餐的事上。改革中和路德中有很大的分歧，但是教员说他们也同样是神的教会。
You'll notice this final section, speaking of the headship of the church, again is aimed at Rome to say that the Pope is not the head of the church.
所以在最后的一节第六段，关于教会的头，也是当时的改教家们针对罗马天主教教皇的这个制度。
If someone would read for us first Ephesians 1, 20 through 21.
请哪一位读一下以弗所书一章二十到二十三节。以弗所书一章二十到二十三节。
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边， 远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了，又将万有铺在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
You will notice that after the resurrection and ascension, Christ receives a headship in a way that he did not formerly possess.
我们注意到，耶稣基督升天之后，他所掌握的所有的权柄，比他在升天之前的是更多。上面所描述的。
Having gained a victory in the cross.He now had all rule and authority over everything, but in particular, over the church.
耶稣基督在十字架上胜过之后，他掌握了所有的权柄，特别是他对教会的权柄。
He's the head of the church in two ways. He's the head by being the foundation of the church.
作为教会的头，这里面耶稣基督的身份有两个，一个是他是教会的根基。
But also the sole authority of the church.
也是教会绝对的唯一的权威。
This is an expression of his role as the great king.
这也是说他是一位君王同样的表达。
That role that man was to fulfill when he was to subdue all things for God, being fruitful and multiplying and bringing everything into subjection.
就像当初的六面里一样，要求人，命令人，要生养众多，要让所有的后果，所有的果子都归给神。
This son of David actually did that, and therefore became the ruler of all things in his humanity.
所以，这位大卫的子孙，的确确实现了这一点，所以他是全人类的王。
The author of Hebrews, when he considers this, says, we see the vision God had for man in Psalm 8, but when we look around the world, it doesn't look like that.
这就是希伯来书的作者引了诗篇第八篇说，然后他说，可是我们人的眼睛看不见。
Man isn't subduing everything, he's not honoring God, there's chaos in the earth.
人没有治理全地，征服全地，神也没有顺服神。
But the author of Hebrews says, but we do see Jesus right now crowned with glory and honor.
但是作者马上说，我们的确是看到耶稣基督坐在王位上掌管一切。
And our king, our human king, Jesus, is enthroned in heaven over every other authority on earth or in heaven.
我们整个人类的大君王就坐在天上父的右边掌管一切。
And according to Paul in Ephesians 1, as we just read in verse 21, he rules everything in the world for the sake and good of the church.
而且根据刚才我们读的以弗所书第一章，他说他掌管一切是为了教会的好处。
He established that rule through his cross and resurrection.
他以十字架和复活建立他的权柄。
And he maintains that rule now by his word and spirit.
今天他以他的道和以他的灵来执行这些权柄。
And as we saw yesterday, he does that through the officers of the church.
昨天我们看到他执行他的权柄是通过教会的传道人。
We see in Matthew 28, for instance, in the Great Commission.
我们在马太福音二十八章的大使命里看到。
That Jesus sends his disciples out with this new power that all authority has been given to him, therefore they can go forth.
耶稣基督宣告说，因为所有权柄天上地下都给了他，所以他可以差这些使徒出去。
And they can be confident as they attack the very gates of hell itself that the devil cannot prevail against them.
可以叫使徒们坚信，他们可以胜过仇敌的门，可以胜过一切。
They are armed with the weapons of the preached word and the sacraments of Christ and the keys of the kingdom.
耶稣基督赐给他们的武器就是他的道、圣餐和天堂的钥匙。
And we see them pass on these things then to the elders, the ministers of the church.
这些使徒们将这样的权柄一代一代的传下来，传到教会的牧者那里。
We see this expressed very clearly in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8 and following. It's written there in your notes.
在以弗所书第四章。
If you would, someone would read that aloud for us.
请两位读一下我第四章，以弗所书第四章第八节。
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌。将各样的赏赐恩赐赏给人。
再接下什么？十六名。
既说身上岂不是先降在地下吗？那降下的就是远身诸天之上，要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其职，各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
You will notice when Christ ascended, he sent forth gifts into the world.
所以这里说，耶稣基督升天之后，他赐下礼物、恩赐。
Normally, when we think of the gift of Christ's ascension, we think of him pouring out the Holy Spirit.
一般来说，我们读到这儿的时候，马上会联想到的是他，
Now notice we're really not talking about two different things, but exactly in one sense how Christ is mediating that spirit. Notice that the gifts that he gives are men in office.
所以请注意，耶稣基督所赐的恩赐是那些在教会里面掌管教会职责的那些人。
You would think that Jesus, who has just been given all authority and power, would have sent more impressive gifts.
我们不会以为，我们或许会以为，耶稣基督升天以后赐下各样恩赐，比这教会的长老、执事、牧师还多。就单单这一点，就这几个位置，就这些人嘛，你知道。
But he has seen fit to bring his body on earth to perfection through the weakness of officers giving his word.
但是在耶稣基督的眼里，这个方法是最好。他通过这些长老、执事、牧者，来使他的身体渐渐的成长。
So that all might see that the power is in the message given, not in the one that contains or gives it.
所以叫人可以看到，权柄是通过这些人传出来的信息，而不是这些人本身有什么能力。
And that is why it is so offensive when people say, for instance, that they don't need the church. According to Ephesians 4, if they're going to be perfected, if the church is going to grow, this is the means Christ gave.
所以那些反对到教会来的人，这样的经文是直接指出他们的错误，他们不愿意顺服在教会的领导之下。
To reject it is to reject the gifts of the king.
所以拒绝教会这些教会的权柄的人，就是拒绝神的恩赐。
And it is another evidence, clearly according to Paul in 1 Corinthians, that the foolishness of God is wise as men.
哥林多前书也说得很明白，神的智慧胜神的愚昧胜过人的智慧，神的愚拙。
So our job is, in one sense, not to figure out how the seeming unimpressiveness of the preached word and bread and wine can possibly bring us to holiness. But rather to, with joy, put ourselves in front of these things, trusting that the King of heaven and earth is working through them to bring us to glory.
我们的态度是要欢喜快乐地做这样的事情，知道万王之王就是让我们通过这个事情实现他的美意。
The last section that is found in chapter 25 is concerning the Pope as Antichrist.
最后一段是关于教皇是敌基督的这个事情。
This is another section that is not found in the American Confession.
美国的修改以后是这段东西拿掉了。
But you will notice the reasoning behind what the authors of the Confession were thinking here.
但是我们也了解一下，当时这些作者们为什么把这段放进去。
First, we learn from 1 John that Antichrist is a teaching that is contrary to Christ.
第一个根据是约翰一书里面说敌基督是假教师。
And then we see the man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians as a man who sits in God's seat and takes authority that is not his.
第二点就是帖撒罗尼迦后书里面说那个就是敌基督是坐在神的位置上。
And so,the framers of the confession were not necessarily putting forth a full-orbed view of the end times through this particular section.
所以说当时的 这些告白作者们没有在他们写这段的时候，在他们考虑的时候，没有把整个的末日整个的历史都放在他们的观点里面，这是当时他们的历史阶段。
But rather, we're putting forth a teaching concerning the atrocities of the office as it was now being functioned, as it was now functioning in Rome.
所以他们的出发点，他们的目的当时就是要为了谴责当时罗马天主教把自己的权力放在那个位置，他们不应该有的位置上。
All right, we're moving ahead.
再往前去。
It's going to be a long but glorious day. Chapter 26 on the communion of saints.
圣徒在基督中的合一。
The first thing that we notice in this chapter is.There is a communion and a union between Christians that is based on our union with Christ.
第一点他就指出基督徒之间的联合交通是基于和耶稣基督生命的联合。
This is seen in John chapter 15 in relation to our union with Christ that he is the vine and we are the branches.
根据就是约翰福音十五章，主耶稣基督是葡萄树，我们是树上的。
And if someone could read for us aloud Ephesians 5:29-32,
能不能请哪一位读一下以弗所书五章29-32节？以弗所书第五章。
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养不息，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，丈夫也，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
This text is showing us what has theologically been called vital or life-giving union.
这段经文就是神学上所说的他还没有说信徒相同，就是上面写的，对于生命，就是这种交通是我们关乎我们生命的交通。
It has been referred to as mystical union because it is a great mystery that the Spirit joins us to the living Christ.
不是信徒相同，就是圣灵通过很奥秘的方式使我们和基督相同。
And that we draw all of our spiritual life through the risen person of the Son in his human and divine nature.
我们从复活的主那里得到身体和属灵上的所有的生命。
And while it is hard to explain, like Paul says, it's a great mystery.
要解释清楚实在是不太容易，所以保罗才说这是一个大奥秘。
It is clear that we have received our life from Jesus.
但有一点很清楚，我们的生命是耶稣基督来的。
In such a profound way that we are encouraged to not view ourselves in light of ourselves, but to view ourselves not merely legally joined to Christ, but to have his life.
所以这对我们基督徒来说至关重要，我们看我们自己。看我们的生命不应该从法律关系上和耶稣基督是有关系的，而是真正的我们的生命是从他那里来的。
So much so that Paul could say strangely, I have been crucified with Christ.
所以到这样的一个程度，保罗甚至可以这样说，我和耶稣基督同钉了十字架。
But Paul, you weren't even there.
保罗，你根本就还没在那里。
Maybe even more strangely, to the Colossian Gentiles, you have been crucified with Christ.
对那些哥罗西书的基督徒们，知道当时情况的，还有人在底下说，你还参与了耶稣十字架。
Paul viewed himself so deeply in this union with Christ that he would say things that are strange and odd to our ears.
保罗把这个事情看得这么深这么重要，他用这样的话语在我们眼睛看上去实在是很难以接受。
Though I am absent with you in body, I am present with you in spirit.
他说虽然我与你们隔离，但是我在灵里面却与你们同在。
Who in the world can talk like that?
谁可以说这样的话作为人、
Properly, only Jesus.
作为地上的人，只有耶稣能够这样说。
Who absent in body has sent us his spirit.
他在地上升职升天了，但是他拆下他的灵。
And yet Paul views his life so hidden into the very life of Christ that he speaks it to the church.
但保罗却看到他自己生命和耶稣的生命完全联合在一起，他可以这样对教会说。
And if all of us, by faith, have been joined to Christ in this way,
所以我们大家都一样，靠着信心，我们和耶稣基督就是这样的一种联合的关系。
Then by necessity, we have been joined to one another.
而且我们也和肢体之间联合在一起。
We have the same life-giving source. We have the same head.
正因为我们和耶稣基督头连在一起，所以我们身体的肢体和肢体之间也完全联合在一起。
But notice our communion with one another is based first on our communion with Christ.
所以我们相互之间的联合交通是依据我们和耶稣基督的交通联合。
This goes beyond the natural brotherhood of man.
这就超过了我们人和人之间兄弟姐妹的关系。
Which is why when the New Testament talks about us serving one another, we not only serve one another, but we serve Christ.
所以这就是为什么新约说我们彼此服侍，而且我们不是服侍人，是服侍基督耶稣。
And when the service is received, we were not just served by a person, but served by Christ.
我们得到服侍的那一方，不是得到人的服侍，而是直接得到主耶稣基督对我们的服侍。
Both mysterious and beautiful.
既是奥秘的，但也是美丽。
And may we see even our simple deeds in this way.
所以，让我们就在日常简简单单、小小的事情上面这样去做。
How does one continue in faithfulness, doing thankless tasks for the body of Christ?
人若行为言人的言行若一点没有感恩之心的，我们怎么可能是与耶稣基督联合的人呢？
By seeing his service for what it really is, he is serving Jesus.
看到一个人服侍别人，就能够看得到他在主里面。
You'll notice there is one body. Let's see. Because there is one body connected to Christ, if we fail to function in our part of the body, it affects the rest.
因为我们是同一个身子，所以一个肢体失败也影响其他人。
It is easy, I think, for us to dismiss others. Others' usefulness.
Yeah, 我们看到别人的软弱，瞧不起，这是很容易的一件事情，对我们说，很自然的。
There are always particular personalities in the church that may be very hard for you to love or to get along with.
在所有的教会里，可能都有这个情况。教会里的某一个弟兄或者姐妹，他那个性格脾气实在叫你受不了。
But beware in dismissing people, for in dismissing them, we make the body of we jeopardize the functioning of the body of Christ.
但是当你不理睬这样的人的时候，你要小心，你在使得基督的身体不能正常的行使出的功能来。
They might just be there for your sanctification.
或许神就是因为安排这样的人，这样的脾气性格的人来帮助你成圣。
God has given us all gifts, that are to be used for the whole building up of the body.
所以神所赐下的一切恩赐，目的是要我们建立这个身体。
We see that salvation is unto a community.
所以我们说，我们得到的救恩是要让我们聚集。成为一个团体。
The problem, of course, with being called into a community of people is that you're being called into a community of sinners.
当然，我们也知道，神要我们聚集在一起，我们所聚集在一起的是一群罪人。
And this will, with it, bring, will necessarily bring troubles.
麻烦肯定跟着而来。
And yet, Our salvation joins us together in a particular way that goes beyond even natural relations.
然而我们所得到的救恩，让我们联合在一起，远远超过我们人和人之间的关系。
We see that most clearly, even in Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章里面，我们很清楚地看到。
Where in Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, men in rebellion against God joined together.
在创世纪十一章里面，人合在一起，背逆神，造巴比塔。
Therefore, God gave them various languages and scattered them.
所以神就让混乱他们的语言，使他们说各自听不懂的语言，让他们分散开来。
In Acts, we have Jews gathered from every nation under heaven, speaking different languages.
使徒行传第二章正好相反，我们看到人说不同语言的人从各地聚集在一起。
being joined back into one nation.
重新组成一个民族或者一个国家。
Into a new community.
重新组成一个群体。
A new nation made up of all the nations.
一个国由各国的各族的人所组成。
And it is glorious and mysterious, even as we gather here today.
这实在是很奥秘，但是也很荣耀，就像今天我们坐在一起一样。
Our communication is limited, mine and yours.
我们虽然之间语言交流有障碍。
And yet, as we discuss these things of the faith, there is a bond and a closeness that is born just because we know we are of one family.
然而我们之间的联系因着在耶稣基督里面，所以我们真正是在合一的。
And that there is a depth of relationship that goes beyond cultural familiarity.
这种联合，这种在一个家庭里面的深度，远远超过了文化的界限。
If I was Pentecostal, I would pray that I could get the gift of Chinese tongues, but since I'm not, we'll have to settle for a translator.
假如我是灵恩派的话，我就不要垫上这一位了，我就祷告赐我语言的能力，方言的能力。
Someday.
可能有一天神会赐给我。
Notice the New Testament assumes that we are brought back into a family unit, a new nation.
所以新约说，神把我们招在一起，组成一个新的家庭。
Most of the commands assume you're a part of a community as you love one another, serve one another, and so forth.
所以说，新约给我们的要求是，我们彼此相爱，彼此服侍。
It's very hard to find commandments that don't have one another attached to them.
在耶稣给我们的命令里面，很难找到一条是没有彼此。
We see this truth expressed in the household language of the New Testament, the kingdom language of the New Testament, the stones of the temple language.
我们在新约里面的看到的，无论是家庭之间成员的关系也好，在神国度里面的关系也好，哪怕连圣殿上的砖头和砖头之间也好，都是有一个彼此的关系。
And it is worship that binds us together most closely as we're being further united to the true head of the whole body.
真正让我们联合在一起的，真正让我们聚集在一起的，就是真正让我们和天上的主耶稣基督联合在一起的，就是圣餐。
And that is why worship should be a communal activity that expresses one voice of the body.
所以说我们的敬拜就是因为就是应该有一个整个群体，所以基督徒在一起发出的共同声音。
This is not the time for individual expression.
敬拜的时候不是个人发表意见的时候。
This is the time to, in one sense, cloak our individuality and join into the community.
敬拜的时候，聚会的时候，是我们把我们的个体个性给盖起来的时候，而作为一个群体一起。
It is here that we confess our sins together, believe together, learn of our hope together.
我们在这个时候聚集在一起，一同承认我们的罪，一同赞美神。
And it is through worship that we will find ourselves growing more and more in sanctification as a body.
作为一个肢体，作为一个身体，我们会发现我们通过敬拜会逐渐的长进。
There is more to be said there. The notes are pretty thorough, so I'm going to leave those to you because we have so much to cover today, and we're going to take a break right now and try to get one more done. I know that's brutal, but we're going to try.
这一章后面的一半，我觉得已经写的挺详细的，里面已经都有讲稿了，是不是？我们把这段时间省下来，争取再讲一章。我知道这有点残酷了，因为很难忍啊。稍微休息一下。 稍微休息一下。